You're listening to K-Hum, and right now I have the pleasure of having the director of Companion Animal Foundation, Kim Klass, and a board member, Shannon Townsend, in here with me. Yes, good hopefully morning. You're having a wonderful, wonderful Monday so far. I know it's like a dreary Monday out there right now.
Oh, it's shining, and it's shining in the studio, too. So far, so good.
You're just so uplifting and awesome. But you guys have your Senior Day of Caring, which is coming up on Sunday, May 22nd.
Yes, it's this Sunday from 11 to 3 p.m. It's going to be at the Bayside Grange in Arcata. It is a day of love for our senior citizens who are low income and have pets. And seniors are encouraged to call us at Companion Animal Foundation. Our number is 826-7387 or 826-PETS. To make an appointment for their pets. Now, they can bring up to 4 pets, cats or dogs, and they get a lot of services there for low-income seniors. We have exams for $8. Vaccines are $5. Nail trims are $3. You can get your pet microchipped with a lifetime registration for $20. We're also doing fecal exams for $3. And we have some wonderful goodie bags with a lot of treats from some of our local pet supply stores like Humboldt Pet Supply for all the pets that have exams. And it's for seniors who are 60 or over, although we won't turn away 59 or 58 year olds. and it's just a day of love for our senior citizens that may need a little bit of assistance taking care of their pets.
And pre-registration is required.
It is required, although we do probably will have some people that aren't that show up, and we will work to fit them in as best as we can. But please, please, please call us and make an appointment ahead of time. That will enable us to really make this event flow very smoothly.
And the number, once again, is 826-7387. And the exams will be conducted by local veterinarians.
That's right. We usually have 2 or 3 veterinarians. We so far have 2 this year, and they work really hard, pretty solidly for the entire 4 hours. We have people that prepare all the vaccines for them and get everything ready for them. We try and make it very organized. Sometimes there is a little bit of a wait, though, just because somebody might bring in more than one animal. Things get backed up a little bit. We have a couple of situations that are a little bit more complicated. Typically, this is a wellness day where we're mainly doing vaccines and exams, but I know that we have a couple animals. One has had an ear infection for months, and she, you know, really needs some services. What we're seeing is, and what I've talked about, is that when seniors say they started working in their 20s, 30s, the Social Security system was set up, you know, we all want to plan for our future, but the plan for the future today, say 40, 50 years ago, there's no way we could plan for this in inflation and how it's risen up so drastically. I mean, I think about one of my stories that I like to tell is when I moved to Humboldt County 20 years ago, I could get a jar of honey, a big quart jar of honey for $4. That same quart jar now is $18 to $20. That's 4 times what I was paying. There is minimum wage has not gone up 4 times. So the things that I'm seeing in my lifetime, you know, I'll be 52 this week, are I just don't know how we could have planned for this. And many seniors, the seniors that we see at this event, this is our 4th event, we do it every other year, they're getting squeezed out. And thank goodness for people like Carol Beaton from Bless the Beast. She does Animeals, because one of the things that we are hearing a lot is seniors are getting maybe subsidized food, but they get it so that they can feed their animals. And one of the things that I really like to talk about, Bailey, is our judgment of people that, you know, you hear people saying, wow, why did they get an animal if they can't afford it? You know, that's all well and good to say, but animals, when we all look at what animals bring to all of us, it doesn't matter if we're rich or poor. One of the questions that I get asked is, what do you think of those puppies on a string? You know, what do you think of the, you know, the puppies and the dogs that belong to homeless people? And I say, you know, the reality is I like to look at everything individually and look, are those animals, do they seem happy? I mean, because dogs are pack animals. What better way to spend your day than palling around with your guardian, right? And you'll see those dogs, their tails are up, there's a swing in their step. And then, you know, if we're kidding ourselves if we think that neglect and abuse can happen behind closed doors. We all know that it does. So it's taking each individual situation, trying to foster a culture, a culture of compassion and looking at somebody and saying, yeah, just because you don't have money, let's not leave you behind for these services, because that sets up a whole internal struggle in a human being. When you want to do what's true and good, when you want to do what you know is right, and you cannot afford to do it, that sets up a real turmoil. Sorry, I get a bit emotional about this, but it sets up a turmoil in a human being. And I see that a lot with...
And then these animals are part of their family.
It is their family. It is. When I talk with... I have human children. Shannon has... And I have furry children. Shannon has furry children. I learned long ago when I started getting into this work and working in veterinary hospitals, and then I broke off and got in the, you know, more involved in animal welfare. When you talk to people, don't ever assume that your children are more important than theirs. I mean, it's love is love, and we tend to limit, you know, and we tend to judge and look who's before us. But we have to look who's before us and foster kindness and compassion. And it's a day where, as you can imagine, when we have our board meeting at Companion Animal Foundation, because all the board members come out, volunteers come out, we bake for our seniors. It is the one event that we do that we're all teary about it. We all feel like we touched upon who we really are as human beings and really being with someone. And I'm not better than anybody that stands before me, whether you've got $1 million in your pocket or you have a penny in your pocket, we're not better than. You know, we have to look at, I'm not saying that I don't say difficult things to people, but when I talk with someone on the phone and they call Companion Animal Foundation and they need assistance, I actually say to them, if you hear judgment in my voice, hang up on me. You know, I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to share my experiences and share my expertise, because I've been doing this for a very long time. I know how to help cats to not be aggressive. I know how to, you know, bring out the best in a dog. I know how to problem solve with people who are having struggles, some of the things that they struggle with. We've done a lot of work with Buddy and Angels, with the Palco Marsh, and I'm constantly getting calls from Stacy, who's the director, and saying, oh, I need an emergency voucher, you know, I've got 3 animals scheduled for spay and neuter. One of the things is that it's so fun to work together. You know, it's not Buddy and Angels, and there's a wall, and then there's Companion Animal Foundation. I don't want to go out and do one-on-one with people. I want to raise money and develop programs. You know, she shines in one area, and then we come together, and it's incredibly beautiful. So anybody can really come out, any animal welfare organization. I want people to really think like, oh, my dearest friend's aunt, I remember her saying she has animals, and she's really struggling. She might be losing her housing. Oh, my gosh, I wonder if she might benefit from this day of caring. You know, so I want us to think like not just about, oh, I can't benefit from this. I want everyone who's listening to think of somebody that might be able to benefit from this. We're going to try and get in as many as we can. I know we're already getting fairly full. It is this coming up Sunday, May 22nd. It's a day that just, it's like Shannon said, I love Shannon, that the essence of it is really a day of love. It's really a day of being with our seniors, because maybe their family isn't around them. You know, it's a room filled with people who love and care about animals, which is really universal considering the conference we just came from.
And a lot of vets are giving a lot of their time.
Yes, the veterinarians that do attend this, they say, you know, I always ask them, we're happy to pay you something. Oh, no, I want to donate my time.
That's
so
awesome.
That is amazing. You know, one of the things I love to say is, look whose castles you're building. You know, look at these vets who are coming out and giving their time. That says something about a human being that is working all week and coming out on a Sunday, and they're like, oh my gosh, one more day to rest before I jump back in the grind. Even when we love our jobs, there's something about that complete and absolute rest and working, right? We can love our jobs, but it's a jump. And we need our rest days. If I were president, we'd work 4 days.
But these people are giving that up. And this is not the only event you all do. You have several other
We do a lot of things at Companion Animal Foundation. I met Shannon, who's sitting here with me, because she wanted to do an Alley Cat Cabaret and Burlesque for us. We infuse a lot of fun into what we do, because the work can get a little difficult in the things that we work with and deal with. But we do. We have a spay-neuter assistance program. We have a really great feral cat program. I just got a call from one of our amazing community members, Jan Carr, and she's out there in that she is like on the ground running. She's that gal's got traps in her hands, and she's just an amazing human being. And she said, we found a situation where there's 30 to 40 cats. And I said, we can help with vouchers for every single one of them. So we have traps, we do spay-neuter assistance, we have some animals up for adoption, not as many as the bigger organizations. And I love when people check out all the organizations, because you don't know who you're going to fall in love with. We might not have the animal for you. Go explore. Go have fun. That animal is there waiting for you. They came onto this planet just to be with you for the rest of their life. Go find them. You don't always have to get the first one you see. There's an animal there for you. We do the Senior Day of Caring, and something that's insanely dear to my heart and something that I wish that I had as a child, because I've always had a love of animals, is we bought 18 and a half acres of land up in McKinleyville, and it is the most stunning piece of property. I know this is going to shock you, but I still go out there and cry, because I just think, what a blessing in my lifetime to be able to walk among the oldest, tallest trees in McKinleyville and go sit by Mill Creek and just utter quiet and hear birds. And I wanted a beautiful space so that our children would know what to preserve. You know, if you don't live in beauty, it becomes challenging to identify with what needs to be saved and preserved. And, you know, one of the things that, so we offer a summer camps called For the Love of Animals. And I will just quickly give some information. The first camp is June 27th to July 1st. It's for 8 to 9 year olds, and it's animal friendships. The second camp is for 10 to 11 year olds. It's July 11th to the 15th, and that's our animal ambassador program. And the third program is July 18th to the 22nd, and that's for 12 to 15 year olds, and that's Animals in Action. And those kids are actually going to do their own adoption event from start to finish. I'll do a little prep for them, but they're going to learn about how to be with people, how to advocate for their animal. They're going to train animals. We're going to, you know, work across the board with different rescue groups and bring their animals in. This isn't just about us. And when we get that and we don't operate from fear and we look out at our community and say, how do we help out everybody? I love to have the vision of, we have a big parking lot over at Companion Animal Foundation. We also have thrift stores, so people can donate. We try and offer lots of ways where people can give at whatever level they can. You know, you might not have time, but certainly you have some great items that I call it spinning items into gold, into the green, you know. And then we take and we spend it on really neat things. We're going to be going, Shannon and I are going to launch a new program in Hoopa called Pets for Life. We're going to go door to door, and we're going to train people how to do that and offer services and really meet people wherever they're at. So, but the summer camp is, it's a beautiful time. And I got an email from a grandma, and she said, I need to share this with you. She said, I picked up my 11-year-old granddaughter and was talking to her about the camp. And she said, Grandma, this camp has changed my entire life. And the grandma said to me, what 12-year-old says that? And I thought, yes, we got it. We got to the cells of these kids, and we're nurturing along, because all kids love animals, right? Don't they? When you go into a room of children and you say, who doesn't like animals? I mean, if you get one kid raising their hand, that, you know, I mean, there is some fear around dogs and things like that. And we have a great program called Bark, a puppet theater that goes into schools. And that means be aware, responsible, and kind. So we identify with that, like kids that might have some fear and things like that. But mostly kids just love animals and they want to express that. And we try and find a way for them to do that and to learn that's very meaningful.
Where do people find out about the summer camps?
Oh, just give me a call. I would love to talk about the summer camp. So one of the moms said, but I want my kid to do the adoption event. And one of the things that I want to say to parents is let your kids build on their love. Don't be in a hurry to get to the summer camp. You know, your kids will come to, I mean, for the adoption event, you know. She had a 9-year-old and she wanted her 9-year-old to do the adoption event. And I said, when your child is 12 to 15, then they'll get to do it. And it's something to look forward to. So,
awesome.
Yeah, 826 Pets. That's 826-7387. I don't know, Shannon, did you want to?
I want to go to that camp.
I really bad. We do take volunteers for it.
Why the age restrictions?
Can you talk to me more about that? Age restrictions. Like, why isn't a 9-year-old doing the adoption event?
Yeah.
Because I have specific camps that they'll build on, and when they get to be 12 to 15, then they will get to do the adoption event. I do think it takes a certain amount of confidence and maturity to do that, and a certain amount of knowledge to really sit with someone and be able to adopt out your animal and hopefully start to learn to articulate, be with somebody, advocate for your animal. That takes a certain set of skills that, from myself raising children and being involved in education, I don't see an 8-year-old having at that point in their life, or a 9-year-old. But it's something that can be built on and fostered and nurtured. Certainly these kids that start early will have so many skills by the time they get there. They'll have so much understanding of dogs. They'll have worked with dog trainers and everything.
Well, awesome. Thank you very much for coming in to talk to me.
Thank you for having us.
Of course.
Thank you so much, Bailey.
And remember, for more information about anything the Companion Animal Foundation does, go and check out call 707-826-7387.
Yes.
And I'll have this posted up over at khum.com shortly, so make sure to check it out there and share it with your friends. Coming up here in just a couple minutes, I'll get back into the music with a track from Best Coast. You're listening to KHUM.